Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got Mark Pilkington, a leading bloodstock agent online. Now, this is about a horse called Rostoprovich, who we saw run in last year's Cox Plate and then ran fifth in the Melbourne Cup. And now this horse is owned by a group of local Australians and will be trained by Lindsay Park. Hello to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. This is an exciting story around this horse, Rostoprovich. We've seen him race around the world. We've seen him in a Cox Plate and a Melbourne Cup last year. Take us through what's evolved around this horse.
Look, he's just hopefully he's exciting, mate. He's certainly laid a good platform and a record down thus far. So, we identified him after last year's Spring Carnival, where he had those couple of unlucky runs. Or at least, you know, very meritorious efforts in the Cox Plate and in the Cup itself. I think he ran fifth or sixth. So, but he wasn't available for sale at that time. But then things changed, and we actually bought him sitting down having a cup of coffee with David Hayes and Michael Kerwin in at the Magic Million sales last year, and the horse came up, and so we bought him, and hopefully. You know, he's got out here safely and in one piece now, and we've gelded him, taken that out of the equation, and hopefully he's be able to, you know, get that form and handle Australian training and racing conditions, and you know, he's got the credentials to hopefully give us a bit of a sight.
Mark, he last raced in Sha Tin. So after he ran in the Melbourne Cup where he ran fifth, he went to Sha Tin and ran in a Group 1 there. Then he went back to Ireland to Aidan O'Brien's, and that's where you actually did the deal around it. So he spent some time in New Zealand. Was that simply down to quarantine?
Yes, he couldn't. When we did the deal, we were aware he couldn't come back to Australia. I think that's 6 months. Period from after having raced in Hong Kong, so we were able to find a bit of a loophole there and send him to New Zealand. And we always had the ambition to probably to geld him, so fell into place quite nicely.
Okay, so he actually arrived into Melbourne yesterday.
Yes, yeah, he arrived into Melbourne. He's gone straight up to Euroa, and hopefully, you know, give him a week or so to get over that. But we can press on, and we're on track for the spring. We know he performs over the trip, so we don't need to be running around in too many races and, you know, overtaxing him, getting him into qualifying races and the like. So we will, once he's settled in, sit down with Dave and Tom and Ben and we'll work out the program, but it'll be minimalistic because we know he's already qualified and we've bought him, for, you know, with those cups in mind at this stage. So next year we can have a look at other races if he doesn't measure.
Understand, but you've obviously got a very high opinion given the quality that we saw him.
Oh, well, you'd like to think so. I mean, I'm going to watch that replay a few times of last year. He didn't get many favours, and
no.
Somehow he's still whacking away late and wasn't beaten fast. So, you know, if you look at I think he credentials up well, and even when you look through the form of last year's winner and those horses around them. Seems to be the right form, so you just need them to get in and settle, I guess, and be able to handle the Australian conditions.
Yeah. You've obviously mapped it out. Now it's up to the team at Lindsay Park just to work out what they do.
Yes, that's that's normally the case. If it all works out well, everyone will be happy. Mm. If it doesn't, we'll blame Lindsay Park. It's easy.
It's fascinating when you buy a quality horse like this and to see your plans, and you've obviously mapped it out going through New Zealand. Were the team happy in New Zealand wherever the horse was?
Yes, they were. He was a bit of a rat, which we were aware of. So hopefully the gelding may temper his attitude and can assist in the program going forward. But... look, you pay a bit of money for these horses. It's not a field played in much, really, Andrew, over the time. He bought that horse Hug Dance a years ago. I think he ran fourth or fifth to Maccabee Diver in one of her races. But you watch these guys from Australian Bloodstock and Co, and, you know, they do a marvellous job identifying horses that seem to come out and suit and do a good job. So we sort of joined in the aspirational stakes, and hopefully... hopefully the horse can you know, get the job done for us.
Well, he's a very intriguing horse, as I said, given the quality that we've seen already in Australia. Good luck with the Pilko. We'll stay in contact with Lindsay Park, but Rostoprovich has arrived into Melbourne and will be set for the spring carnival ahead. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, Andrew. Bye, mate.